Welcome to VibesWorkshop.com. This is our TOTM, our Tune of the Month, and we're studying the blues, which is not really a tune, but I guess maybe a kind of genre of jazz, kind of like rhythm changes. You know, there's all these tunes that have the rhythm changes to them, and there's a whole bunch of blues that have the blues changes and a whole bunch of variations. What I want to talk about today is one of the blues scales. For me, I think that there's three blues scales. And so this one I want to talk about today and to show how you can use it is the one that sounds like this. Okay, and to me that looks like an F minor pentatonic with a sharp four in there. So whatever, if you don't know the blues scale and you can play a minor pentatonic scale in any of the keys, then you just add the fourth in there. Or it looks like an F minor chord with the sharp four in there. You add the sharp four in there. So it also looks like an F minor chord with the fourth and the sharp four. Whatever you have to do to get the kind of the overview of what the blues scale is, do it. But the notes are this. Okay, and I think there's a language around those notes. There's a vocabulary and a language. And you know it because you can hear people and they play the blues. And if you hear like a young high school student playing the blues, it'll sound funny. And then you'll hear somebody else play the blues and it'll sound like something. So to me, there's kind of a, I don't know whether it's an accepted way of organizing the notes or it just is. But, you know, if I do this, well, that's one, right? I mean, that makes sense. You've probably heard that many times. If I went, well, that makes sense too. Now, here's the interesting thing. Listen to me play a couple choruses of the blues only using that scale and see if you can hear the changes. So one, two, three, four. Okay, hopefully you could hear the changes. I think I could, but I was playing it and etc. I was playing it and I felt like, you know, I mean, I don't know if it was inside me or what, but it seems like if somebody was listening to that, they could hear the changes. And what I did was just make sure I got to the root. I kind of favored the root of each chord when I was there. So on the F chord, right, and kind of hang around that note for a second. So I'll go from F to B flat. You heard that? I went from F to B flat. So just by kind of navigating around the roots and hitting them, I think it kind of takes over and it plays the changes, right? So okay, so your assignment is to learn that scale. And first of all, you know, get time happening, right? And this is something you've got to develop yourself to be able to, you know, have that in the room. You know, if I do that, then I should be able to play and that should kind of be constant. You know, that should kind of be there. Let's just leave it at that. So if I do that and just play around with the scale a little bit and make the phrases, you know, if you do something and you sound a little bit like B.B. King, you know you're right on the money, right? So if I just play around an F and I go 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. That all night long. So you get the idea. So that's just playing around the scale. So everything there was in the key of F. And you know, one reason again why I'm not doing this on video is because I want you to hear this. I don't want you to see my sticks. You know, if you see something you like, try to pick it out. Okay? And same thing when you go through all those blues videos on the site, if you see something, see if you can pick it out or get the CD it's from, if it's on a CD, or you know, just find some way to kind of start pulling some things out and putting them in your vocabulary. So that's the first part of this lesson. And the second part of this lesson, your assignment is to play through the changes. Now here's the bass notes, okay? And again, you can play along and figure this out, but I'll help you a little bit. So the changes you're going to play through are F, 2, 3, 4, F, 2, 3, 4. And we're going to do this. Go to C now. B flat. F. I'll do it again. I did that too. I just made sure I played the bass notes with my left hand, and I just played a couple of the blues notes with my right hand. So if you're having trouble and you can work that into your playing, that's going to help you get the form too. The thing I'm trying to get is help you guys get the sound and the form of the sound of the blues scale, and I'm trying to get you to hear the form of the blues that we're playing here, which I always call a 5-4-1 blues. Because at the end it goes 5-4-1. It's the Batman blues, you know, there's a lot of, it's the Boogie Woogie blues. And we're trying to get that sound in your head. So remember that when you're practicing. Don't try to play a lot of stuff. If you're having trouble and you can go like this, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1. That's a great etude, because if you can't do it, that means you're missing this element. And once you can do that, then you're really starting to get that sound in your head. Otherwise, if you really can do that, then take a chorus of the blues and post it on the site and let us see if we can make the changes. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do one chorus and I'm going to stop, and I'm going to try to not make the changes. And then I'm going to do a chorus and try to make the changes with the blues scale, which means I'm going to kind of hit the roots in my lines to kind of get us gravitated towards each of the chords. But if I didn't make the change, maybe it would sound like this. I don't even know if I can do it, but let's see. Thank you. So that was a 12-bar blues. Now, probably you couldn't hear the changes because I didn't do certain things. I didn't hit the B-flat or kind of gravitate to that when it got to that chord. So now if I did something like that again, so I hope you heard it that time. Okay, so you got two assignments. You know, I think this stuff is very, very important, so don't underestimate its potency, and don't underestimate, I mean, really make sure that you feel confident that you're hearing the changes, that you're playing the changes. That's what guys will say. You know, you'll hear somebody playing, and somebody will say, wow, man, he's making those changes, or he's not making those changes. That's kind of what that means. It's like, he doesn't really know how everything's moving. He doesn't know how to make it happen. So what you're trying to do is learn how to make that scale happen around chords. And I should have given you a good tip on how to do it, which is just to get to the bass note of each chord when you play this blues scale. Okay? And in fact, if you have to, just hit the note no matter where you are. So if the chord's F, so I go. Here comes the B flat. Hit the B flat. F, SC, B flat, F. Okay, I hope that makes sense. I hope this is helpful. I think the blues is a little bit of a difficult thing to teach, but I think from all this, if you get through all this and you can hear the changes and you can play over the scale and illustrate the changes in your lines, that means you hear it, and that's kind of what we're all after. Okay, hope that was helpful.